thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Dan, thanks very much. Joe, welcome back, I guess, to a certain extent. How'd you feel out there? Comfortable?
Oh, yeah, I definitely felt comfortable. I mean, there were some few things here and there. I mean, as a team, I thought we made a few too many mistakes today to kind of get it done. But, yeah, I mean, once you get out there and you run a few plays, you know, I've played long enough that you get right back in your comfort zone.
How about the timeouts that you guys had to spend in the third quarter? What happened there? Is that just communication, kind of being new with this group?
It was really just some personnel issues. You know, we're calling some stuff there and just didn't have the right guys to do it on the field. And then all of a sudden the clock gets away from us and, you know, we can't run the play the way we had it. So,
got it. How about the promise that you see with some of the young skilled players with this group? I mean, obviously this is a growth year and a rebuilding year for this team. They have a lot of youth on both sides of the football. But hopefully Michael Carter's healthy. You get a chance to play with Elijah Moore. What are your impressions now that you're back with this team about some of the young guys they've got?
I think they're really good players, and I think they got really good attitudes. I think they got a really, you know, they both of those guys in specific, you know, specifically have good heads on their shoulders. They look like they're ready to learn. They want to get better. So the next step, you know, in kind of developing those guys is getting the point where we're getting some wins so that they can get some confidence and continue to build on what they've done.
Yeah, if you say, final question, the next step for this team, maybe expanded to team-wide, what would the next step for this group be?
Well, you know, I think it's a cliche thing to talk about how much you beat yourself, you know, week in and week out. But, you know, after being in there this week and seeing just the few mistakes that we've made, it's getting over the hump with that kind of stuff so that we can get out of our own way and just worry about the opponent. I think the amount of mistakes that happen in the game with us right now is really making it hard for us to get things done and crawl out of a little hole. You know, today we moved the ball across midfield, and then as soon as we get over there, a couple things would bite us in the butt. And I think if we can do that, if we can really focus in on, you know, just making less mistakes, then, you know, the game will come to us a little bit more.
Joe, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. That is Joe Flacco, guys. Back to you.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
On the play, the strip sack down at the goal line where they hit you with a blind side blitz there. Could you just walk us through that play?
Yeah, we broke the huddle fast, tried to get up on the line and snap. We snapped it right away. We were just trying to get a pick flat. You know, he ended up being open over there, but the guy jumped up on the line, so I kind of just double-clutched it, and, you know, they came free. There's going to be a guy free over there. It's just a matter of which guy it's going to be.
Timeouts in the third quarter, what led to those?
Yeah, well, I think you can see on the one, if I remember right, they held us over the ball for a while. You would have thought they would have pumped the clock back there, but they said that we got the eligible lineman in late, and they just kind of did. They ran it, and then the other one, we just didn't have the right personnel for the play that we had, so we couldn't run it. We had to burn one.
How did you feel, Joe? I mean, it's been a year since you really played in a game.
Yeah, somebody else asked me that, and like when you get back out there and you start running some plays, you get right back into your comfort zone. I feel like just as an offense, myself included, as a whole today, we did some good things, but we just made too many mistakes to win the football game.
Joe, when you look at this group, you obviously have a lot of young guys. Elijah had a big game today, and Michael before he went out. What do you see? I mean, you've been around for a while. What do you see in terms of the bones?
Those guys, I mean, I think when the guy's a ball carrier, it's pretty easy to see some of the cool things that he's able to do and just the balance that he has. Finding little creases. You know, I think there was a few runs today where he got 3, 4, 5 yards when there was really probably negative yards there. So that's pretty impressive. And then, you know, Elijah, I think same thing with him. I think he's starting to develop into a really good wide receiver. From what I heard early on, you know, he kind of got caught up in doing a lot with his feet and hands, and he's kind of, you know, gotten to the point where he's modified it just enough and taken out just enough to leave his quickness and all that do the work. I think he's really good. I think they both got really good heads on their shoulders. They're eager to learn and get better. So that's all good things for those guys.
Joe, you guys had some empty trips into blessed territory today, the fumble, the mm-hmm. missed field goals,
right.
The one that was a punt. Just how debilitating is that when you're getting down there and you're just coming away with no points?
Yeah. It felt like, that's what I said, like you feel like you're doing some good things. You're moving the ball, you're getting it over to the 40-yard line or so, and then all of a sudden you're getting stopped. Obviously, the one that I fumbled on the goal line, and then the other drive I think back on was the call that we got. I think it was the same drive. We had a holding call on a nice run, which I looked at on the big screen, and then I threw the ball. They played zero, and I threw the ball to E. Moore on like a little post route that would have completed at the hash, and it kind of looked like he was getting tugged the whole time there and kind of trying to pull himself through. And that drive right there, I look at those two drives, the one where we fumbled and then that drive right there, I felt like we were starting to get some momentum. But our momentum would always just stop. I feel like if we could have just put one in the end zone, then maybe we could have taken off and we just weren't able to do it.
The intentional grounding call on you?
We had a miscommunication there with the routes, and I was just trying to get the ball out of my hands. And I guess I had a little bit of pressure on me because typically, like, when you don't have pressure on you, you can't really call intentional. It's not intentional grounding. And I was really just trying to throw it over his head. I can think about it now. I probably threw it way over his head and out of bounds, you know. But, yeah, it was just one of those things where we had a miscommunication and I didn't want to make a mistake on the play, so I took it and threw it away.
One of the reasons why Robert said he started you was just your experience and ability to handle the blitz and having seen stuff like that before. How did you think you did against when they dialed it up, which seemed to be pretty often?
Yeah, hey, I think they got to us a couple times, and I think you can tell a lot of the times there were some balls that we were able to get out. And, you know, I might have been getting hit as I was doing it, but I was able to get them out and get them into some guys' hands. I think overall, we probably handled it pretty well on a percentage basis. It's just the ones that end up biting you in the butt a little bit that get you. But, you know, like the fumble and stuff like that. I think if it wasn't for that, then we could sit here and say that we handled it pretty well.
The touchdown to Elijah, Joe, is that an example of kind of seeing that? And you knew, all right, I'm going to get this ball out quick to Elijah, you knew where it was going to be?
Well, actually, it was like they came up and showed zero on that one. And you could just kind of tell that they weren't bringing it on that one. And they had kind of shown us some different looks throughout the course of the beginning part of the game, that if you saw the little tiny details, maybe you could tell that they weren't doing it. But they were doing a pretty good job of giving us some looks that made it a little bit confusing. But on that one, I was like, okay, they're dropping back out of this. So I kind of was in the pocket telling myself, stay patient here, get your back foot in the ground, and make a good throw. That's really what it was all about.
Well, even though you have not been here since he's played at all, with regard to Zach, in your short period of time here, what's been your impression of him and what you've seen on the practice field and just in the meeting room?
Yeah, I haven't gotten a chance to really see much of him physically. You know, a little bit in scout team, and the ball definitely pops off his hand, but jumps off of his hand. He's another guy. Like I talked about those guys being eager to learn, the young guys. He definitely seems very eager to learn and learn as much as he can about this game and how to play, you know, how to play in rhythm and then at the same time be able to use the other things that he does well. So you can definitely tell he's super interested in it and is going to work hard and is working hard at it.
Has he picked your brain at all in this short period of time?
Yeah, for sure. I laugh. I mean, I've told a couple guys, as soon as me and him get together, he's like a million questions. And it's all good. It's a lot of fun to see somebody that, you know, is just coming into the league and, you know, being able to talk to him is a lot of fun. And, you know, I don't have all the answers. I mean, it's football at the end of the day, and he's a little bit different than I am. But it's been cool to be around that room. It's always great to, you know, be around as many players as you can and help in any way possible. We all love this game, and you can tell that he loves it. And when you get him one-on-one, you can really see it.
So how do you walk away from this? I mean, you played a decent game, but, you know, Zach sounds like he's pretty close to being – and we know you want to play. So what's your mindset as you leave here tonight knowing?
Hey, I – every time I take the field, I want to go out there and I want to play my best and put my team in the best position it possibly can be to win the football game. Obviously, we didn't get that done today. But, you know, I'm going to continue to do that until, you know, I'm told that I'm not going to do that. And I'm going to enjoy the hell out of it and, you know, try to sling it around and have fun with the guys.
You mentioned on that throw to Elijah Moore, you said you noticed that it came up, but they looked like they were actually kind of revoked. What gave you that?
Well, the kind of front they were in, I think there was a guy that was out there that was pressed. So normally, like, they would press and play cover zero on third and short situations, but not usually when it was a little bit longer. So you know, there was no real safety on the line of scrimmage. There was just a few things.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.